Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, Eat Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Chatty Barber of Fantasy Football Podcasts. My name's Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, on this lovely podcast is Mr. Dale DeMont. What's up, Dale?
Yes, how you doing, man? Good to have you back. I'm super excited to have you back. Mm-hmm. I literally punched Armando last episode. So happy to have you back and excited about this episode.
Did this make the air? Did you punch him on air?
Yes. And he threatened to call the cops on me.
Oh, so like every other relationship you've ever had.
So he was having microphone issues and he was taking it personal, and I got too upset. I may have done some stuff I regret. So public apology to Armando. And maybe I'll hold a press conference or something later.
Okay.
Before we get started really quick, I want to thank everybody. Eat Nation. Christian and myself have been saying Eat Nation for like a year now, and we'd never talk about it on the podcast. But we figured since we have a podcast with a little bit of a following, we should name our audience. Is that corny?
One, the following is not little. And I mean that both in the size of the people, uh-huh, as well as the amount of people.
Right. We are the fattest podcast.
And we mean iTunes. That with both an F and a PH.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyways, yeah, so you guys are Eat Nation, whether you like it or not. If you're listening to this, you're part of Eat Nation. It sounds a lot like Heat Nation, but I don't think Eat Nation is trademarked yet, so that's ours.
No, but we checked into the price of the domain name. It's very expensive and we're not going to get it.
So don't expect Eat Nation might be like a porn site for food fetishes or something.
Eat Nation.
I'm going to it right now. Oh no, yeah. You can acquire it for $35,000.
Yeah, see, told you. You can acquire this domain now for just $35,000.
So if anybody has $35,000, we will take that money and buy eatnation.com with it. And then we're going to have a really shitty website on it.
We could just get every listener to give a dollar.
That'd be good.
And then, you know,
maybe $34,000 more after that.
Good joke. Anyways, all right. So every listener to give, you know, a couple bucks.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. Go on Kickstarter. You think we could get the 35 grand?
It would require,
you know, most people contributing, which is not going to happen.
Yes, and I would be really reluctant to waste $35,000 on a stupid website.
But it's eatnation.com. Hey, also, I did not say what the Kickstarter was for. Jesus, Dale. Kickstarter could just be to pay us.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Come on, man.
By the way, I kind of skipped over. We are the Chatty Barbers of Fantasy Football Podcasts because
of this, exactly what is happening right now.
Yes, because people really don't like it, but they put up with it just to get a good haircut. So sit back and relax and get a haircut with Eat Sleep Fantasy.
No? Yep.
Hey, really quick, we haven't done this in a while. Well, I haven't really said it in a while, but don't forget, you can always go to our website, eatsleepfantasy.com. There is a Amazon link on our website that if you're going to go to Amazon anyways and buy something, it helps out the podcast if you just click our link and then buy. Once you get on Amazon, you buy whatever you want. We can't track your credit card information or anything. It just gives us kind of a credit, like an affiliate program type thing, and it helps out the podcast if you go through our website, click on the Amazon link, and then buy whatever you want.
So far, all that income is coming from me.
you have purchased a lot from Amazon, and Eat Sleep Fantasy appreciates it. But we do have we had a good amount of listeners so far buying stuff, and we appreciate it. And I think I promised a T-shirt or something. I don't remember what I promised anymore. I know we have a lot of decals to send out that I haven't done yet. So if you're waiting on a decal, hold tight. They're coming. Apparently, it takes a while to process and get this stuff shipped. So I'm just waiting on that to come in. So I don't know. I think I promised some people T-shirts and all kinds of stuff. It's coming. Just hold your horses, folks.
In today's episode, we are going to be doing the week 4 previews, starting with half of the games and then doing the other half tomorrow.
Wait, are we doing a live show on Friday?
Maybe.
What's today? Wednesday. Oh, today's Wednesday. Okay, yeah. So Thursday we're gonna preview the other half, and then Friday maybe we're gonna do a live show. Dale, how do people know that we're gonna do a live show?
These episodes come out the next day.
Yeah.
Because it's okay. Wednesday night.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, it's on a Thursday. So you're listening to half a preview show. And then Friday, if we do a live show, it'll be the other half. And
nope.
What?
They'll get a show on Friday morning, which will be the other half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then we do a free show. And then we do a free show.
Friday, we have an extra show with all the call-ins and all that.
Yes. For those of you who don't know anything about the live show, basically, we bullshit for an hour to 2 hours. Last week, I think we did an hour and 45 minutes was last week. And we went off topic a lot. We had fun. We talked to a lot of the callers and our listeners. So that was fun. We talked a lot of fantasy, too. It's just kind of a way to just, hang out and not be so pressured to talk all fantasy. It kind of gives us an outlet to say, okay, let's reel it in a little bit during the week, and then we can all let it out on Friday. Armando and I nicknamed the show the French Fry Day Show.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know if we're going to – it doesn't sound like, by the sound of your reaction, doesn't sound like we're going to stick to that name, but we got to find a cool name for it. It's definitely bonus show, and it's definitely free. So just FYI.
Okay.
Without further ado, I guess we can go ahead and move on.
Right. Jesus Christ, Chatty Barber.
Man, I do hate Chatty Barbers. I hate them.
Mm-hmm. The whole reason we're doing this is because I got a haircut, and I got annoyed yesterday, mostly because I couldn't understand my barber.
Why?
Because he had an accent. But that's not why I got annoyed. So he starts off with the, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I hate that.
And then what I do for a living outside of this podcast, because this podcast does not provide me with a means of living. looking at you, Dale. Okay, but I work with kids with autism. I'm a behavior analyst. I'm a BCBA. And whenever I say that, I immediately get the, like autistic savant comments. Sure. And like the that's Rain annoying. Man comments. And I don't know how to deal with that anymore.
Yeah. You just should make up stories.
I don't have to make up stories. I have plenty of real stories.
No, but you can probably make up some crazy stuff.
The kids have like superpowers and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Say one kid, he's magnetic and he can move things with his mind. I don't know.
So he's Magneto, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. That's not autism, but okay. Pretty sure that kid's an X-Men.
So that kind of makes you Professor X in a way, right?
Ooh, now I'm going with this story. But wait. Okay. I don't know. My wife says I'm going to lose my hair, so that's probably going to happen. But how am I going to end up in a wheelchair? Just because I'm fat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, ooh, definitely. Damn. Definitely. You're going to get so fat and bossy that you're just going to sit in a wheelchair and boss kids around.
That's unfortunate.
Say, play the piano. This draw me something.
Really weird turn. It did. And then people wonder why we called ourselves the Chatty Barber, because this is what we do.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into some actual fantasy football, because I'm itching to do some of that. There's a lot of fantasy to be covered, and I need to talk some football, man.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
I need to talk to some people about Kareem Hunt.
Well, hold on. First, the first things first about the NFL is Justin Timberlake is finalizing a deal to be the halftime performer at this season's Super Bowl, according to US Weekly. So that's big news. Second big news is, oh, hold on, really quick, and then we're going to get into it. I keep saying really quick, but I promise we're going to get to it. Just one second. I just want to say one thing really quick. The whole kneeling thing, and oh, shoot, I'm sorry. I'm making a lot of noise in the background. The whole kneeling issue and the national anthem stuff and the flag, we're purposely not talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. We hope that you guys are okay with us. I know it's an important topic in today's world. I know it's more than just sports. It goes way beyond sports. But you've heard it on every news outlet, on every podcast, I'm sure, has maybe mentioned it one or two times. We're going to kind of reserve our comments.
So you want me to talk about it?
I'd say no.
Okay.
Just because it's
I can go either way. Like I can literally argue either side.
I could too, and I understand both ways. I really do. And but we're not going to talk about that.
I kind of want to, but
I listened to ESPN radio all day today, and 80% of the talk was about that stuff. So,
all right. Here's my, let's just move on. Let's just move on. I got a question for you before we start some actual fantasy football talk.
Okay.
You're redoing your draft right now. Let's say you're just picking amongst running backs.
Kareem Hunt.
Is Kareem Hunt your number one pick for the rest of the season?
Yes. Yours?
100%. He was 2 last week on my rest of season rankings, and he's 1 now.
Yeah.
After 3 weeks. And I gave you a stat before we went on air, and I'm going to read it now. Kareem Hunt is the first player in NFL history to have a touchdown of 50 yards or more in each of his first 3 games.
That's awesome. And he's not dependent on those big runs either.
Yeah.
Although it's helped him. It definitely saved his day last week.
He had an okay. He had, I think, 10 fantasy points before it.
Right. And what he had a 65-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure. I love Kareem Hunt. He's fantasy gold, in my opinion.
K Hunt. Is Love Bell still too?
He has to be. I think so. I mean, I know he hasn't performed like the number two, but rest of the season, you have to think that he's going to get it together.
Okay. And last but not least, is Jordan Howard in your top 12 rest of season?
We kind of talked about this last week. He's a solid RB2 rest of season.
Okay. Don't necessarily disagree with you. I think he's a high-end RB2, low-end RB1. Okay.
Fair. Yeah. I think we probably have him around the same spot. But, yeah. Solid RB2.
Also, I am... For as much as I might S my own D on Kareem Hunt, I was probably wrong on Ty Montgomery.
Yeah.
That guy looks like he's going to be good the whole season.
And he's getting an unbelievable amount of shares in as far as snap counts go.
Yep.
Nobody there to disrupt what he's doing.
Yet.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say yet for some reason. All right, let's move on.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Bears and Packers, Thursday night game. The Green Bay is favored by 7 in this game. Mm-hmm. Do you have the Packers winning?
Yes.
Yes. And what fantasy implications in this game? Let's talk about the Packers first. Aaron Rodgers, no-brainer. Ty Montgomery against the Bears, again, a no-brainer. I think he's in my top 12 this week. What about you?
Give me 1 second. I should probably have had my... my rankings pulled up for running backs since you're... All right, I was at quarterbacks. Ty Montgomery, I have him 10th against the bottom half Chicago Bears run defense. 19th in adjusted fantasy points allowed. So,
yeah,
it's pretty good. Not as terrible against the run as you might think. There might be some better matchups out there for some other guys, but I think he's got to be a top 12 play for the rest of the season. Regardless of matchup, he's just so heavily involved in the offense.
Right. Jordy Nelson is a great play here against the Bears defense. What wide receiver, other than Jordy Nelson, are you trusting this game?
Oh, man. I don't even know if I trust Jordy this game. The Bears are actually surprisingly good against the pass. In terms of fantasy points allowed, I know Antonio Brown scored a touchdown, but you had to wait pretty far into that game before Antonio Brown was even remotely productive. Right. And so I guess you got to start Davante Adams if you don't have, you know, one of the 23 better options, but I think he's still a top 24 wide receiver this game.
Chicago is ranked 19 among giving up wide receiver fantasy points. So,
yeah. So you've got one good game out of Adams, one poor game, and one middle of the road with the 60 yards last week. I think you're going to get a decent, you know, start-worthy game, but you're not going to be super thrilled about it.
Yeah, I'm 100% okay with Jordy Nelson. To me, he's a must-start.
Okay.
The other guys, I'm not sure about Cobb. I mean, he ate up some PPR points last week. I'm not as into him this week. I'll have him ranked in the 40s among wide receivers, so he's probably not startable unless you're in a PPR league and you're desperate. And Davante Adams, solid wide receiver too, but I wouldn't stack. I wouldn't start both of them. I think it's going to be Jordy Nelson that eats this week.
Right. Okay. Okay.
The Bears wide receiver, I mentioned this yesterday if you didn't listen to the podcast. Last week, the Bears threw one completion to a wide receiver all last game. So the Bears passing game is non-existent, unless maybe you're Tariq Cohen, who got, I think, 10 or 11 targets last game. But even then, I'm not starting Cohen with confidence.
I would. I think he's a top 24 running back. What's the confidence? Like, that he's going to be productive? Like, or that he's going to be elite like he was in week one? He's not the guy we saw in week one. Like, that's not going to happen again this season.
No, definitely not.
But will he get 10 targets and catch 6 balls or 7 balls? I think so. And that's a lot of work for a running back.
Green Bay has a horrible run defense. I get that. Mm-hmm. I like this game a lot for Jordan Howard. I think he's going to ride the high from last week. Obviously, I don't think he's going to match last week's, but I think it's Jordan Howard's game. The snap count share for Tariq Cohen is going down. I guess it depends on the game script too, what happens. If the Bears get down by a lot, I guess Cohen would be in more as a pass catching back. But at least for the first 2.5 or 3 quarters, it's going to be Jordan Howard.
Right. I think I'm okay starting Cohen as a even RB2 this week. I'll be honest, like, you're talking about a guy that got at least 13 touches every game this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, last week, Howard was a beast, but Cohen got 16 touches.
Are you playing Tariq Cohen at Green Bay or Mark Ingram at Miami, if you had to choose?
I would play Cohen.
Okay. It's close for me. Lamar Miller or Tariq Cohen? Lamar Miller's playing Tennessee.
What format?
Standard.
Oh, boy. I would play Tariq Cohen.
Okay. I disagree with you there, but it's not by much, so we can move on.
We have really switched opinions on Cohen. I don't think he's a workhorse back, but man, like, dude's getting catches every game. Like, he's their number one wide receiver.
If the Bears are manageable, if they're down by a manageable amount, I don't see Tariq Cohen being on the field a lot.
Okay. Yeah, and that kind of was what happened last game, where he only got 4 catches.
Right.
But, yeah. 12 targets, 9 targets, first 2 games. That is awesome. But here's his snap percentage here, since you want to say that. His snap percentage week one was 41%.
Yep.
He had that crazy week one. So week two, snap percentage 62.5%.
Don't forget, that's when Jordan Howard was banged up that game.
Banged up, right? Yes. But I think week three, they went right back to what they saw in week one. So they're back down. He was back down to 43%.
Yeah.
That's still pretty good, Dale.
Yes, I agree. It's decent.
So decent. If he's out there 43% of the snaps, I think he's going to see double-digit touches and still be productive enough to be a top 24 wide receiver running back.
Okay. I have him more as a flex play, but that's, like I said, it's going to be close, and I'm not going to argue with it.
Flex play if it was a worse matchup.
Okay.
But this is a good matchup.
It is a good matchup. You're right. All right. Anybody else on the Bears? No. I'm not playing any of the wide receivers.
Nope.
However, I do want to mention the one catch from a wide receiver last week was to Deontay Thompson.
Oh, boy.
So I think you owe me something on that one because he is coming up every week. That's all I'm saying. All right. Let's move on to the real game on Sunday. Well, I call it real game because Thursday night games aren't real. Dolphins and Saints.
Oh, man.
Saints are favored by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jay Cutler could have a pretty nice game here against the Saints.
Sure.
Jay Cutler, so far through his two games, he has shown that he is still pretty aggressive, and he likes to throw the ball downfield. This helps Devontae Parker. Armando and I talked about Devontae Parker a little bit last episode, that we both still have faith that he could be a really productive wide receiver in fantasy.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see here. I'm going to try to pull something up that I believe is the perfect description for the Dolphins season. Nope, not happening. Okay. So I was going to try to pull up the Funeral March song.
Okay.
Dude, they got destroyed by the Jets. But you probably already talked about this.
A little bit. They did get destroyed by the Jets. And it was sad. Mm-hmm. I think it was a bad game for everybody, and they'll bounce back. I mean, J.J. seemed a little banged up, actually, and I think that hurt them a little bit because I think this offense is going to run through J.J. New Orleans isn't that much worse than the Jets as far as giving up fantasy points to wide receivers.
Listen, man, the offensive line for the Dolphins is a problem. Yes. If Pouncey's not going to make any sort of push on running the ball, they're not going to be able to run the ball. That was atrocious.
Yeah.
And it made me seriously want to reconsider where I have Jay Ajayi. However, this matchup is good enough for me to have Ajayi as a top 10 running back again this week, and I would play him with confidence.
Yeah. They play New Orleans this week. Then Devontae Parker has another nice matchup versus Tennessee, then Atlanta, which is kind of middle of the road, and they have the Jets again, a revenge game in week. What week is that? That is week. Sorry,
your
7.
Week. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Devontae Parker's still looking good. I think he'll bounce back against the Jets. I think that Jay Cutler will as well. Jay Ajayi should have a nice game if healthy. Keep an eye out. Make sure the reports are that he's really good to go and no questions there. As far as the Saints side of the ball, Drew Brees is going to light them up along with Michael Thomas. I think he is back in fantasy relevance after last game, finally breaking free of the crappy two weeks that he had. Anything else you want to mention here?
I do like as much as I, okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Okay.
Okay.
Dolphins, you failed me in week 3. But I am going to pick all of the players here to have a good game this week for the Dolphins. I know you're already talking about the Saints. I think Devontae Parker and Jarvis Landry both have top 24 weeks, with one of them maybe even sneaking up higher than that. I think Jay Ajayi has a top 10 week. And I think by default, Jay Cutler has a good week.
Okay. The over-under on this game is 49.5.
Yep.
What are you taking? It sounds like you're going to take the over.
I will probably... I wouldn't bet. Man, that is a high over-under.
25.
Yeah, man, but average is 45, and Dolphins look terrible week three, which is week two. They looked really bad in their game, too. I would take the over. Just both defenses are going to be putrid this year.
Yeah.
I would take the over. I think it's going to be a very nice game.
Yeah, I do, too. I like Jay Cutler to stream this week. Are you taking Jay Cutler to stream over Andy Dalton this week against Cleveland?
Yes.
That's tough. I
can't trust Dalton, even in the matchup. I can't.
I know. It's tough.
Can't play with him. Can't coach with him. Can't do it.
There should be more points scored in this Dolphins Saints game than the Bengals Browns, so I'll take Jay Cutler slightly, but Andy Dalton should be just fine.
I think Jay Cutler is a top 15 quarterback this week. Can't put him quite in my top 12.
Jay Cutler is going to be a very valuable streamer this year. I truly believe that, and I think he was probably given up on after last week, stinking against the Jets. And if he was, and you have room on your roster, you might want to sneak him on there and either play him this week or wait and play him the next couple of weeks when he also has decent matchups coming around the corner.
If you could buy really low, like pay wide receiver 3-4 prices for Parker and Landry right now, I would.
I agree. We didn't talk about either one of them in the buy low, sell high podcast last week, or yesterday, but yes, I agree with you.
I don't think you could buy a Jai low, and I don't think I would.
You don't think you would buy him low?
I don't think you can, but I don't think... Okay, rest of season, Jai Ajayi. I think I had him 3 or 4 in my preseason ranks. And I don't think I've seen enough in the 2 weeks for me to think that is justified. I think he's still a top 10 running back. But I think that's more or less what you would be able to get him for. You can't really get him much cheaper than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
He'll finish the season as a top 12 running back if he doesn't get hurt.
Okay.
But I don't love... Okay, I'm overreacting to one game.
Yeah. There is something to mention. Willie Snead.
Never mind, I'm back in. Jai Ajayi, top 5 running back. Let's go. Man, so much work in week one. You know what? That guy... I don't know what to do. I hate dolphins.
You hate the animals? The animal dolphins?
Yes. Yes, with all their clicking. Come on. Get a normal means of communication. Clicking noises. The hell is that? What are you, Predator?
So, what happens with Willie Snead? You're not starting him for sure, right? You're not starting him this week for sure. If Kelvin Benjamin plays, are you playing Kelvin Benjamin over Willie Snead?
Yes. Maybe.
What about Jeremy Maclin, FBI?
Why are you picking guys that are banged up?
Because that's about where Willie Snead deserves to be.
I would rather have Snead over... Man, New England hasn't been good on defense either.
No, good matchup New England's been horrible.
Give me a different one. I would take Snead over Maclin.
Snead over Sterling Shepard. Sterling Shepard has had... And had a really nice game last week.
Okay, Tampa Bay is like the best possible matchup. You just saw what Diggs and Hump and
Tampa Bay's giving up the most. Yeah, they're giving up the most fantasy points to wide receivers this year. Yeah. Tampa Bay is. So you're playing Sterling Shepard?
Yes.
How about?
The thing is, I think Michael Thomas has a very good game here, but I'm not sure how much Willie Snead gets in his first game back.
I am really skeptical of, man, like...
You missed an opportunity to say really skeptical. Come on, Dave.
Brandon Coleman and Ted Ginn. I know I've been a Snead hater for all offseason up until just now. I just think that Brandon Coleman and Ted Ginn have carved out a small little niche role in this offense that Willie Snead won't be able to... I think he's going to kind of be the odd man out. I really do. I don't think he's going to have much value here.
No, I disagree. Brandon Coleman will be the odd man out starting this or next week.
I don't. Brandon Coleman's better 100%. Than you think.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
Okay.
I think you'll see.
Okay.
I think Brandon Coleman and Ted Ginn are going to outperform Willie Snead. That's stupid, right? That's not even bold.
You think Brandon Coleman is going to outperform Willie Snead?
No, I meant season? Brandon Coleman and Ted Ginn combined.
Okay, I wouldn't take that bet.
Yeah, no, that's why I said stupid. Never mind, we'll move on. I do think this is Brandon Marshall's last chance for me. If Brandon Marshall doesn't do anything, we're not even on to this game yet, but just speaking of these bottom half receivers.
Because it's the best possible matchup in the entire league. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. If Brandon Marshall doesn't... Shut up.
I mean, he had 8 catches.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he didn't do bad last game. He didn't get into the end zone. But if he doesn't show some promise this game, I'm out, unfortunately. And I like Brandon Marshall a lot.
I mean, Philadelphia was a pretty good matchup.
Yes, I agree. I'm giving him one more chance.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to the Bills and Falcons. The Falcons are favored in this game to win. No duh. I like Matt Ryan here. What's that?
What?
Matt Ryan, Julio Jones should be fine. Devonta Freeman should be fine. The Bills defense, we mentioned this before, they're for real.
Right.
They're not real enough to hold back the Falcons.
I'm just not seeing it. Like, I know that on paper, if you know, the fantasy points allowed should scare me, but it doesn't. I mean, it's not like the Broncos offense did okay, and it's not like they're some sort of vaunted offense that you need to. Atlanta's one of the best offenses in the league.
Yes.
And I'm okay with all the guys that you might start, which are just Freeman, Julio.
Yes.
And Matt Ryan.
Yes. That's all I'm really fully trusting to start. Beyond that, it's iffy just because Buffalo is good. And they do have a pretty stout defense. I mean, they're giving up the 27th least points to wide receivers.
Any love for Sanu or...
No, that's what I mean. Just because they're playing the Bills, I'm kind of staying away from them.
Okay, fair enough.
The Bills, on the other hand, I think Tyrod Taylor should do just fine. The Falcons will give up points. they're not a powerhouse defense. They're going to give up points. Go ahead.
They will, but not to the wide receivers.
I think Tyrod Taylor will get his normal 225 yards and a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown.
Okay.
And that's enough to put him in the top 12.
I am much higher on McCoy this week and not so much the rest of the Bills offense.
Okay. All right. Jordan Matthews.
I don't like Taylor. Not normally and not this week either. I know Atlanta's a defense that you normally can abuse, but...
There's better streamers out there than Tyrod Taylor, for sure. But there's going to be a lot of points scored. The over-under here is 48.5. That's a lot, and I think they're going to hit it.
How many rushing yards does Taylor get?
60 yards.
See, that's the thing. That's so high.
It is.
So high. He Tyrod hasn't Taylor's, done that yet this season.
He's probably average 40 or 50 yards a game.
35.
Really? That's it?
That's it.
Has he hit a 50-yard game yet?
One game, Carolina.
Okay.
He's had exactly 8 rushing attempts every game.
That's good.
I guess Denver skews it a little bit down. 8 rushes for 13 yards.
Okay. Yeah, he can't.
I think his norm is closer to about 40.
Yeah.
And... I don't know, man. He's not doing it through the air. 224, 125, 213. If he's not going to give you the rushing touchdowns, which have not happened at all yet, I don't think he's a worthy starter.
Fair enough. He'll be just fine, though.
Okay.
I mean, besides the Carolina game where he did stink it up, he's had 20 fantasy points per game. It's such a small sample size. I know it's hard to talk trends here. But anyways, anybody else for the Bills? Like I mentioned, Jordan Matthews. I think he's starting to build rapport with Tyrod Taylor. I don't know if this is a game that he's going to break out, but he had three targets the first two games, had five targets last game. I think it's going to keep going up. I think he's, you know, a couple games, he's going to have five or six, then six or seven, and he's going to end up being a real threat to this, to the passing game, which they really need.
How many touchdowns to receivers does Taylor have? If I'm not mistaken, it's one, right?
He's only had four passing touchdowns all year. I am not 100% sure about that, though.
None of those to Jordan Matthews.
Nope.
Wah, 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 wah.
That's okay. All right, let's move on to, this is a fun one, Bengals and Browns, both 0-3.
Bengals. I don't know why you say it like that. From the South.
The Bengals. My Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, boy.
Over under 41 points for this game. That's about right. They have Cincinnati favored. Andy Dalton is one of the top streamers of the week, going against the Browns, who give up a ridiculous amount of points to QBs. On the other side, the Browns, DeShone Kizer, kind of does his own thing. Still not the quarterback we all need him to be. Decent streamer, but not this week. A.J. Green, of course. Joe Mixon. Let's talk about Joe Mixon for a minute. Everybody's talking about him this week and saying this is his chance to shine.
Right,
he started dominating the backfield last week. I think nearly doubled or tripled the snaps of Hill and Geo. So we will see what Mixon has to offer if the trend continues. Do you have any faith in Mixon? Is this a time right now before this game to buy low on Mixon?
I think you could buy low on Mixon. I still think it's going to be frustrating to be a Mixon owner. I don't think you're ever going to get the exceedingly high workload that some of the other rookie running backs might get. And I don't know, man. You can buy low, but I don't see a lot of people selling low. That's right. The issue with Mixon. Like, you can try.
Well, because everybody who bought him bought him at such a high price during the draft that it's hard for people to give that up right now.
I think you can buy him 80 cents on the dollar, but the thing is, you're basically banking on what I think is his best case scenario. I think 80 cents on the dollar is where he should have been drafted in the first place.
Sure. About two rounds later.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. On the Brown side of the ball, I mean, are we talking about Isaiah Crowell?
Not gonna talk about AJ Green. I think this is AJ Green's chance to shine. Like, if you're not going to do it on this pass defense, I know you just did it last week on Green Bay, but first 2 weeks were meh. I think people expect more from a top five wide receiver than the first 2 weeks. You got it in week three. I think it will continue in week four, right?
You should, yeah.
13 targets last week. I see another double digit target performance, probably even double digit receptions again.
AJ Green, we haven't really talked about it. He should do well this week, but week five, he has Buffalo, then he has a bye, and then he has Pittsburgh, which Pittsburgh's been playing pretty good defense against wide receivers. So that's the next three weeks after Cleveland. It's going to be tough for him.
Get selling time. Sell AJ Green after this week.
After Cleveland? I would consider. I mean, because you do have to deal with his bye, so you're not playing him. And then Buffalo and Pitt is going to be tough. He has Indiana week eight, and then Jacksonville, who's been on top of the league against wide receivers, in week nine. So you're waiting until week 10 until he has a better matchup in Tennessee. It's tough, man. It's tough out there.
Okay.
All right. And don't forget, in his playoff matchups, week 15 he plays Minnesota, week 16 he plays Detroit. Both good defenses, so just wanted to throw that out there. Might be a good time if he has a good game, as much as it's going to pain you to trade away AJ Green after he gets a touchdown and 100 yards or whatever to trade him, but it might be the time.
Good thing is Armando's not listening to this.
All right. Next game, the Rams and Cowboys.
How? Oh, you were going to say something about Crowell.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. Crowell, Duke Johnson. I'm not playing Crowell yet, given his problems running the ball so far. I still have hope in him. I'm definitely not dropping him. And actually, I traded for him. I was buying low on him. I don't think he can get much lower than he is.
Right. I think I have him like 30 this week.
Yeah, he's in the 30s for me. Unfortunately.
And I think Duke is also like right around his own rank. I think Duke Johnson will continue to be okay. And man, if Crowell continues to be bad, you think they'll ever give that job over? Probably not, right?
No. No.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, Rams Cowboys over under is this one is 47.5. And it's going to be pretty close to that. I think I would take the under, but what are you expecting from the Cowboys here against the Rams? Both teams 2-1. I like Dak Prescott. I think he's a little bit better than a streamer for me. Do you agree?
Dak Prescott. I think he's going to have a good game.
Yeah.
I think he's shown enough to earn my trust this week.
Man, I really like the read option that they were running last game. I saw a lot of that. That's going to benefit him more and more. And it's going to benefit Ezekiel Elliott as well. I like both of these guys this game. I don't think the Rams are as good as advertised. They played a great game against the 49ers last week. Don't expect the same high-scoring game here for the Rams.
Yeah, I think the Rams is such a pretender team.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Such a pretender team.
For sure.
And that might change this week. Dallas is a good team that just, they adapt. I mean, Dak Prescott, I know they lost in week two, threw the ball 50 times in week two. And then in week three, 18 times.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how easily they can change between a passing and running team, and they do have a balanced offense. I expect to continue seeing good things come from that offense, and for Zeke and for Dez, who Dez has been okay. He was saved by a touchdown last week, but I think better days are ahead. I just limited passing attempts last week.
Yeah, the Rams give up the 23rd least points to wide receivers.
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know. But you know what they're I mean.
23rd least?
Yes.
Okay. I use a different metric.
No, 23rd most. I'm sorry. Okay. They have the 23rd most.
They're bottom half pass defense.
Yes. I agree. Yes.
That's all. But they're right around. They're pretty close to the middle, but yeah, bottom half. All
right. So decent game for Dak. Is Dez Bryant ever going to get back to Dez Bryant?
He looked pretty good on that touchdown catch.
His one of his two catches.
I mean, Dak also only threw the ball 18 times.
Yeah, but still. Dez Bryant should get the ball more than twice, right?
Right. But that's also, I mean, that's how that game went. It was an ugly game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he came from week two getting 16 targets to getting two targets week three. Yeah.
It evens up.
Sure. Okay. So he gets somewhere around 8 to 10 targets?
In this game, yeah. I say 10 to 11 targets.
Fair enough.
With maybe 9 catches.
Yeah, okay. 80 yards and touchdown?
70 yards and a touchdown.
Okay,
fair enough. His yards per catch has not been great.
Okay. All right, the Rams side of the ball, Jared Goff. He's not streaming for me this week. Todd Gurley, I'm playing with confidence. I think Gurley is just a product of his opportunity, and he'll be fine. I think Gurley is a top 12 running back for me. Is he for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's been such a beneficiary of good matchups, game script of just everything kind of breaking his way. Now the good thing is he's been very involved receiving.
Right.
6 targets, 4 targets, 7 targets, which was not his game last year. He's not going to keep scoring at this rate.
Yep.
Insane rate. Yeah. 6 touchdowns already on the season.
Yeah.
Not but I think he's in for another good week just based on another good matchup.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more game, and this is a game I'm really interested in. The Lions and Vikings, both 2-1.
Hey, do we have a breaking news button?
Yeah, hold on. Here, this is it. Beep, 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 beep.
Can you also hear my dog?
Yes.
Oh, man. Dude, that he is downstairs and nowhere near me.
That's great.
But that is a Great Dane.
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably punching holes in your wall.
He's pissed off at somebody.
Breaking news is orthopedic surgeon Dr. David Chow doesn't expect Andrew Luck to be back until November. We've been getting a lot of tweets asking, hey, should I try to get Andrew Luck? I have so-and-so, I have Sam Bradford, or I have Phillip Rivers. Do I trade for Luck? My answer has always been no. Continue to stream. Not worth giving up Lamar Miller for Andrew Luck at this time, much less most other quarterbacks I wouldn't consider giving up. Do you agree or disagree with anything I just said there?
I will say that I am looking up Dr. David Chow, MD.
Yes.
We can call him right now.
Can you?
Yeah, his phone number is right on the internet just for all to see. I would love to give him a call.
I can.
Do you want to try to call him?
If you talk to him.
It's probably just going to be a doctor's office that's going to answer. Yeah, it's not going to be a cell phone.
Yeah, I know. That's stupid. Never mind. It's going to be a giant mess.
All right, let's call it. Come on. Let's do this live on air.
Okay.
That's what makes us Eat Sleep Fantasy.
I'm going to leave a message, too. See if he wants to come on for a quick quote.
Thank you for calling Oasis MD. You reached the general voicemail box for our office. Please leave a detailed message. If this is an urgent call, please hang up and dial the office number again. If not, leave a message and we'll get back to you by the end of the day. Thank you.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Hi, good afternoon. This message is for Dr. David Chow. My name is Christian Brito. I'm calling from Eat Sleep Fantasy. Wanted to see if we could get a quick quote in terms of some NFL players for our podcast. Our number you can reach us at is 507-697-5337. Once again, my name is Christian Brito. Wanted to see if we can get a quick quote from the doctor, and our number is 507-697-5337. Thank you.
Hey.
It is so hard to do the spelling out of our number.
I was wondering if you're going to say 69 sleep.
I couldn't do 69 sleep.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on. That halted the podcast pretty quick. All right, let's get back into it. The Lions-Vikings game.
That's fun.
Vikings have played very well defense. That's
very well defense.
That has played defense very well.
Hold on. Do you think that was a sentence?
Shut up. All roads are closed, is what they say in Minnesota.
Do the Vikings play very well defense?
Shut up. God. If Armando was here, he wouldn't have said anything about that.
Dale's sentence. Yes, very well. No, mucho bad.
All right. Anyways, Vikings, Delvin Cook is the man. he is way better. I'll gladly say that I was wrong on Delvin Cook. He's played wonderful. He's fit into this offense perfect, even without Sam Bradford as starting quarterback. He's played great.
Right. Do you think any of that has to do with there's no Sam Bradford?
No, because he played good with Sam Bradford.
Very mucho good?
He played well.
Okay. Are you surprised at all at how little work Latavius Murray is getting?
Yes, and that is why I had Delvin Cook so a little bit lower in the rankings than most, is because I thought Latavius Murray would at least be involved somewhat instead of Delvin Cook being a full-time guy with no issues. So
the most percentage of snap... Now I'm I've inherited your fucking speaking. The highest snap count percentage that Latavius Murray has had all season is last week, where he played 8 snaps and accounted for 10.8% of the snap count. He had 2 rushing attempts for 5 yards.
Yeah. And he's not even involved in the goal line. He's not, I mean, they're just putting him in when Delvin Cook gets tired.
Not a single target. It is the Delvin Cook show,
yeah,
which is
the number one great, show. The number one show on Food Network. Delvin Cooks.
Not Brandon.
Brandon Cooks and Delvin Cook have a show on Food Network called Too Many Cooks in the Kitchen. That's pretty good.
I would watch that.
They're both wearing chef hats. Cook.
Wait. Do they invite Jared Cook?
That would be good. That'd be
I can't
good.
Think of another cook, man. That's all I got.
No, that's good. And then Sam Cook makes an appearance every once in a while.
It would have been cool if they went to Bethune-Cookman.
And did a show from there?
Yeah. That's good. Live show. Yeah. Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, Delvin Cook has been everything I kind of hoped he would be, and I'm honestly surprised that Latavius Murray, they paid for him to come there and they didn't give him any work.
Yeah.
I mean,
Delvin Cook has looked smart thing. Lean and mean.
He's a cooking and running machine.
All right, sorry.
He is a George Foreman grill.
Mm-hmm.
Lean, mean cooking machine.
Yeah.
Grilling machine. Fuck. Damn it. Cooking machine, but because he's cook. All right. Top 12 rest of season?
Yes, I truly believe that.
Top 10
is as far as I'll go. Top 10 is as far as I'll go. That's pushing it. I think the Vikings are going to be in a lot of games. Just the same reason I like C.J. Anderson a lot is the same reason I like Cook. They're going to be in games. They're going to be managing the clock a lot. And what better to do it with a good, competent running back?
All right. I know we're trying to do just the previews, but since I haven't been here, I gotta scratch some of these itches. Rest of season, Delvin Cook or J.J.?
I'm going to say Cook.
Okay, wow.
It's crazy.
Delvin Cook?
It's crazy.
Or LeSean McCoy?
LeSean McCoy.
Okay. Delvin Cook or Todd Gurley?
Todd Gurley.
Delvin Cook or Leonard Fournette?
That's a tough one. They're close.
Pick one, Dale.
Fournette.
Okay. And then Delvin Cook or Ty Montgomery?
Cook.
Oh, you really do have him like top 10. You got him.
It's right around there. I don't feel good I don't feel good about those. Don't quote me on that. I'm probably wrong about a couple of those, but.
Let me see who I would have ahead. He's probably close to top 12. I'd have Hunt, Bell, Freeman, Elliott,
Gordon,
Montgomery. I'd probably still have Howard ahead of him, Fournette ahead of him.
Gordon. Do you have Ajayi ahead of him?
Ajayi ahead of him. I think he slots right in there with Montgomery, Fournette, right around 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Doug Martin will probably be there for me once he returns as well.
I'm excited about Doug Martin.
CJ Anderson's in there. And that's about my top 15 or so.
Yeah. Speaking of running backs, do you have any love at all for Ameer Abdullah?
No. That ship sailed real quick.
Yep. Same here.
Week one was like in my top 15. Yeah. Week two was in like my top 24.
Yeah. Playing Minnesota this week as well. He's going to be in the high 20s, low 30s for me. I think I would even consider playing Frank Gore over Abdullah this week, which is nuts. Frank Gore's playing Seattle.
I just love how a bunch of people just retweeted my tweet that says, do the Vikings play very well defense?
All right. So that, I guess, wraps it up for our preview, right?
Wait, I wasn't done talking Vikings. And
okay. It sounded like you were done.
I got distracted. What was the other side of the ball?
The Lions?
Yeah, Lions. Where were we on the Lions?
I talked about Ameer Abdullah. Yeah. You said you didn't like him. The ship has sailed.
Okay. Right.
Who else?
Should I have said that? Is that too mean? Is that okay?
No, that's okay. I agree with you.
Okay. Where do you have him ranked?
Abdullah?
Mm-hmm.
I said high 20s, low 30s.
Yeah.
Right around Frank Gore. And I think I'd play Frank Gore ahead of him.
I would play Frank Gore, Isaiah Crowell, Derrick Henry, Tevin Coleman, Chris Johnson, Samaje Perine, probably Garrett Blunt. He's probably going to be my lowest ranked starting running back.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
I am out on Abdullah real quick. Real quick. Golden Tate, borderline top 24 option for me.
Yes, I agree. I love Golden Tate. I like Golden Tate rest of the season.
Golden Taint.
You know that? I saw a joke on Twitter that mentioned Golden Taint. I guess we're not the only people to ever mention Golden Taint.
That's not okay. Because people, I don't think you realize how many people actually listen to us.
You think it's stolen from us?
It's probably stolen from us, but that's okay. It's fine. We share.
Okay.
Kenny Golladay or Marvin Jones, either one of those guys startable? No, right?
Not this week.
You can't trust it. One of them's probably going to be good, but you can't trust it. Not yet.
Yeah.
Golladay is playing the wide receiver three position a lot. It still seems like Marvin Jones is going to get plenty of targets.
Marvin Jones is surprising me more than anybody else out of this wide receiver, out of the Detroit wide receivers.
Why, though? He's not good.
Because he's getting a ton of targets, and I just wasn't expecting it.
He's not getting a ton of targets. It's just he got two receiving touchdowns the first 2 weeks to salvage his days.
I guess. Hold on, I'm looking up Marvin Jones right now. Because I do not
know. Six targets, five targets last 2 weeks.
Okay, that's more than I thought he would get.
And then I'll give you what Kenny Golladay had, which is right here on our thing. Five targets, three targets, last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Not good. Great first week. Not good last 2 weeks.
Correct.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
All right.
Got to tell our listeners about some stuff, though.
Go ahead.
Here, guys, some stuff.
Hold on. First, before we go into that, I do want to mention, don't forget, guys, you can play us on Draft. It's an app for your smartphone. Basically, it's like DFS. You heard us talk about it over and over and over again. But if you sign up, if you haven't signed up yet, you sign up, use promo code EatSleepFantasy, and follow us, ESF Dale or ESF Brito. You can play us. We'll invite you to games. We're probably going to start playing games tomorrow or Friday, start drafting. Basically, there's snake drafts, so not everybody can have Marvin Jones or Julio Jones, or not everybody can have whoever. It's a snake draft, and, players can only get picked once. And last week, if you played me, you probably won some money. And maybe this week I bounce back because I didn't do very well last week. I had a lot of Jay Ajayi shares, a lot of CJ Anderson shares, which killed me. I'm spreading it out a little bit this week. So we'll talk about that. We'll go through some drafts. Maybe Thursday or Friday, we'll kind of do a couple on air maybe. That'll be fun maybe for our the Friday, the French Friday show.
Oh, God. Please stop doing that. Yeah, draft was wasn't great for me this week. It also wasn't terrible. I just had a couple of just really close games that were unfortunate.
Yeah.
Just really close.
Yeah.
Still made more in the money than you. Yeah. Man, Tristan cleaned up.
Yeah, he did. So don't forget, playdraft.com/eatsleepfantasy. Or if you're on your smartphone, just download the app and use promo code eatsleepfantasy. And we'll hook you up. You get a $3 free entry fee on top of all that. So worth trying it out. At least you get in for free to try it out. What else were you going to say, Burrito?
I was just going to say follow our show on Twitter at eatsleepff. And review us on iTunes.
No, better than reviewing us. If you're on Twitter... and you follow us, there's a, like, if you're scrolling down, there's a little arrow and you could turn on notifications. So if you, like, you see our name, you could turn on notifications for our account. And we don't tweet a lot, so we're not going to, you know, notify you like crazy, but at least it'll notify you when we do tweet for live updates and maybe
live
news
shows.
Yeah. If we do a live show, sometimes we'll just, you know, maybe at the last, you know, couple of minutes, we'll say, okay, let's just do a live show instead of a normal one, and so we'll tweet it out. So the best way to get up to date, real live stuff, turn on notifications on Twitter, so it'll notify you every time we tweet. And again, it's not a ton; we tweet like once a day.
That's not true.
Sometimes more. We didn't tweet at all today.
I just tweeted like literally while I was doing this show.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Also, we've been on for about a year, and we have 5,600 tweets.
Yes.
Don't lie to our audience.
Okay, sorry. We're only going to notify you like 5,000 times a year.
In a year.
Yeah.
That's not that much.
Yeah. Again, thanks everybody for listening. Follow us, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter is our most active. Also, don't forget about Anchor. We try to post as much as we can on Anchor. We're going to get more and more active on that. Again, thank you for listening and putting up with us, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget, free show Friday. French Friday show. Thanks. For Armand, damn it.
Oh, God.
For Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening.
Train wreck ending.
It was. Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah. Eat Sleep Fantasy. Woo. Eat Sleep Fantasy.